Yo, okay, so I'm back, and you know my name, it's Jordan. This is According to Jordan. The thing is, though, is that I'm driving, which is, you know, it's just how it is. Is it a little bit irresponsible? Maybe. 1%, but I'm keeping my eyes on the road. And, you know, nowadays, you know, let's be real. People use their phone while they're on the road, but we just got to minimize it. I'm in traffic. So I'm not looking at my phone. I'm looking at the road. Overall, though, I do think it's not cool to text and drive. It's not cool to be on your phone and driving. But if our maps are on the phone, it means that we're at least using the phone a little bit while driving. Look, I'm just looking to the guy to the left of me. He's on his phone. All right? So, back off. It would really, really suck to hit somebody. I feel like that would always make me feel bad. That's like kind of like a fear of mine. Hitting a pedestrian especially, that just really sucks. But I've never done it. And I don't want to start. But I imagine if you've hit a pedestrian, but you never even realized. You just didn't notice. That would suck. Okay, so anyways, you know, I'm at a point in my life where my life has gone and now it's here, and there'll be more in the future, but right now it's here, so I gotta take note, because I've got a lot on my mind, a lot of personal, you know, kind of little goals, kind of little different streets and avenues I could go down, starting from the brain and make it happen in the world. One thing is, where should I start? Okay, so I think it would be cool to get like a wish list. No, okay, let's start big. Bro. I would love to do a talk show one day. A talk show? Because I actually really like to talk. Although I could be quite quiet. I also really like to talk. Although I kind of mostly talk to myself in my mind. But I think it would be great to do a talk show. Kind of like Sterling Spencer's Pinch My Salt with his cousin. I apologize, I forgot his name. But, maybe like a surfing talk show. Or maybe just a talk show about anything. And I'd probably end up talking about surfing a lot. You know what I mean? So another thing is like, yeah, business is interesting, you know? Business. Get your business on. And so I think it would be cool to like get a list of like all the different like trumpet players I know, bass players I know, guitar players I know. You know, that's what people do. And I should do that too. And I've done that, but I should go back into that. And start trying to kind of book some shows. You know, just like, nothing crazy. People have been doing that for years. But why am I not doing that? I mean, I've done it in the past. I should get back on it. Because as a drummer, it's an interesting role. But you could be kind of like a band organizer. But I've been working on some music on my iPad. Having a lot of fun with it, you know, because you could compose on Logic Pro. That's what I'm using on my iPad. Logic Pro. And the thing about the iPad is it kind of minimizes everything, but it's still powerful. There's still a lot you can do. And I kind of like that. It's been fun to be like minimalist about it. So I think I want to try to, you know, on the next project, stick with like simple sounds. And maybe kind of recreate a band. And I don't need to necessarily fill it up with too many tracks. I could just keep my favorite tracks. Have like bass, maybe 3 or 4 for drums. Guitar. And I could simulate like a rhythm and a lead guitar. And these are all electric. This is all just on my iPad in computer land. But, you know, it's just fun to keep that going. So I want to try to get in that habit of, like, putting out music regularly. It would be cool eventually to record live instruments, but I'm not really at that level yet. In due time. Although, you know, I'm getting a guitar. Gretsch. It's acoustic electric guitar, and it seems like it's a great fit for what I'm going for. I would love to start busking again. Because, you know, I think busking would actually be great practice for performances. And it is a performance. So I want to start, you know, playing some shows again, but I want to try to get the right type of job that'll maybe, you know, I think it's okay to be honest and say, like, hey, you know, I'm a drummer and I want to pursue drumming and I want a job that could help me connect with other musicians, you know? And also, I care about, like, any other type, like, I need to get a job in the industry, you know what I mean? And that way, you know, I still care about, like, the job I would do, even if it's just, like, small tasks or, like, something, you know, it would be dope to eventually get into, like, more communication media, social media type of work, to work with a company or something, you know, why not? I feel like I've been dilly-daddling, you know, kind of just spinning my thumbs a little bit too much. What else, man? The surf has been fun. Oh, boy. I was watching some Sterling Spencer, and he was making fun of Kalani Robb, who's an amazing surfer, but, you know, Kalani's got on the soft tops now. That's his new thing. And while I think it's cool, I actually do think it's cool. It is sad to, you know, because it's okay to want to ride a real surfboard, to want to see your favorite surfers. You know, it's like the... there's things that you could do on a hard board that you just can't do on a soft board. However, those soft tops, man, those look fun. Especially for those days where the waves are not that good and you don't care about, like, smashing your board against the sand. I could see myself getting one of those soft tops. All right, guys, so that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the show. And I hope you enjoyed this brief little mind note. And I'll talk to you next time.